Hello and welcome to the Authority of Love. I'm Greg Williams, and we're back today again for another fabulous Family Foundation Friday. I like to throw that in every so often just as a tongue twister. And we have our good friend, David Walls, Executive Director of the Family Foundation, joining us today. Thanks again, David.
Greg, it's always fabulous to be with you.
It's fabulous, isn't it? Yeah. I appreciate that, man. Now, remember, you could, if you're not listening at WJMM 99.1 right now, Central Kentucky Christian Radio on the FM dial, you can go to WJMM.com. Podcast tab over on the right, Love and Lordship links, and find today's and the previous 2 days' messages. You can also go to loveandlordship.com and find many videos and podcasts and articles. I say this often on this show, the articles all have scripture links text, or scripture text linked. That's what I should have said. They're linked so that you can go back and not only check God in His Word, but make sure that anything that I'm teaching or that we're sharing is in line with that. We want to make sure of that. We want to stand on that firm foundation. I know I speak for David on that and the Family Foundation, having been with them for 11 years myself. So we're grateful for the Lord to be able to do this. We want to be truthful, but we also want to be gracious and loving. And we got a lot to cover today, David.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things happen. So just as a teaser, June is Life Month now. David's going to talk a little bit more about that. We need to see what's going on with that and with some a clinic in Louisville.
Yeah, we got
a clinic in Louisville. There's some good news there. And then we've got some things going on with the gender-affirming or not-so-affirming care. So jump in there with June is Life Month, David.
Well, you know, as we are approaching 1 year, it was late June of last year when the United States Supreme Court overturned the most egregious decision in our nation's history, Roe v. Wade, overturned Roe v. Wade in the Dobbs decision, returning the ability to states like Kentucky and other states to protect unborn life, returning the ability to all states, but we're thankful here in Kentucky and other states had laws in place that immediately went into effect to protect unborn life. And so this is an important moment that the pro-life movement had been working towards for 50 years. And we just want to, up top, take an opportunity to remind folks of the importance of that decision. We'll be communicating as well a number of other pro-life, leaders and organizations across the nation. But just what an opportunity we have as believers to just really use June as a month going forward to thank Lord. He's the author and creator of life.
Yes.
And what a opportunity and a door that He opened overturning this egregious decision. We recognize that the battle to protect unborn life has really just entered into a next phase.
Yeah.
But one of those next phases that we're excited about here in Kentucky is that, our pro-life law, the trigger abortion ban sometimes as is known, went into effect immediately after Roe was overturned. And effectively, there have been no legal abortions performed in Kentucky. We know the pro-life, the battle continues. But another kind of historical moment that some pro-life leaders, our friends at Kentucky Right to Life, I know Angela Minter and Sisters for Life have recognized, is that it was recently reported that EMW Clinic in Louisville, the building that hosts that clinic, is up for sale.
Yeah.
And they no longer perform abortions, and we're looking forward to I don't know who's going to end up purchasing that building,
but maybe
we hope that's a good thing. Right. But there has been an opportunity for some pro-life leaders here in Kentucky to just take a moment and reflect and be thankful for the fact that we don't have abortion clinics taking the lives of unborn children here in Kentucky.
Yeah. Well, and David, I'm sitting here thinking while you're sharing all that, which is great news, and we hope it does continue to be so. Whoever buys that building, to turn it around from death to life,
right?
Literally. But it's interesting that we live in a country where we have freedoms.
Right.
So while we've been seeing June touted as Pride Month, which is essentially, according to Scripture, now you could twist the Scripture if you want, but according to Scripture, we have been, not us, but many have been celebrating sin.
Right.
What the Bible calls sin. What we can now do in our freedoms is be able to celebrate life and the good things that come from that. So those two are very good things. We also have another development that's happened in another state that you're familiar with, right? kind of transitioning here from life, because if we do celebrate life, we're going to have to find ways to continue to do it in other areas.
Yeah.
So Texas, right, is that state? Well, you know them?
Yeah, I do know. I do know. So Texas has recently, their regular session recently ended, and I know they're celebrating a number of important pro-family victories. One of those is a similar law to what was passed here in Kentucky, and now 19 or 20 other states that bans so-called gender transitions, bans, you know, child mutilation as it relates to puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries.
Right,
and,
right.
And Texas is by far the largest state population-wise. So that just continues to be encouraging to see the momentum that's happening at the state level, recognizing the need to protect our kids from these harmful ideologies. But it's not lost, like you said, Greg, that we are in the middle of what the month that is unfortunately referred to as Pride Month, and you really can't distance yourself from the advertising, the businesses, the promotion that happens during this time period. And that's why, you know, I know a number of folks in the pro-life movement are saying, let's just take an opportunity that the Lord has provided and try to recapture the month of June to celebrate
very
something
good.
That is to God's, that's glory. In alignment
yes.
with God's glory and His design. Because ultimately, you know, when we're talking about, you know, celebrating the LGBT lifestyle, LGBT, you know, behavior, sexual conduct that's being celebrated right. in the context of this month, I mean, ultimately, we're dealing with a direct attack on humanity as God created it. As we're talking about these laws to protect children, what's at the root of this ideology that's leading to these harmful medical interventions? It's a rejection of who God created us to be. It's a rejection of God creating all of us as male or female. And really, there's a connection between
Absolutely.
The life movement recognizing that all human life is valuable, inside the womb, outside the womb, in the same way we've got to stand up and protect and celebrate the reality that God created us, and He also created us as male and female, and we should be celebrating that and encouraging kids to grow up alignment with the biological reality that God created them and who God created them to be.
Well, and David, I say in our book, The Authority of Love, with this radio program is named after the second edition of the book, I say that quoting Dr. Tony Evans out of Texas, our God is a covenant-making and covenant-keeping God, and every covenant has an order.
Yeah.
And when we get disordered, there is destruction and disarray and death. And what we're talking about here is let's be willing to. They have the freedom. We pray each time before we start this, help us to speak the truth, but do it in grace and love.
Right.
We're not trying to bash anyone.
Right.
We're trying to say, we believe that God is a God of order, and He has so ordered and ordained things to be marriage, one man, one woman, life, sexual union in marriage, life that comes from that. And everything that begins to tear those two things down ends up in death and destruction. You can reject that all you want, but one of these days we're all going to see that. We see it now.
Right.
And so having said that, David, I don't know which way to say this, so I'm going to let you clarify, but we know we've talked a little bit about Bud Light and the Dodgers and Target and all their stuff with this gender affirming and LGBTQ and all that. But they may just be joining our governor that a photo has resurfaced that he was already in this a couple of years ago. Speak to our listeners about that.
Yeah. So, you know, Greg, we have talked a little bit about, and again, in the context of what the LGBT movement and the mass media and everyone calls Pride Month, it brings to light some of these, you know, discussions that you and I have talked about the last few weeks. But as it relates to, and I think this is an important point, I just want to set this up. And agree with everything that you just said. It's important for Christians to believe and to understand that it's okay to say no to celebrating things that we know are sinful and wrong and lead people to a path of destruction.
We're not
and
being
in fact,
hateful.
It's not being hateful.
Right,
no. It's actually being loving.
That's exactly
and
right.
And that's really the question that gets put before the Christians is, who defines what is love? And when you buy into the culture that says, well, love means giving full throttle acceptance to everything that's going on in the culture, that's actually a rejection of what God has says about love. And that's where what's been brought to light that you kind of teased is, you know, we've got a big governor's race going on.
Yes,
you and I talked
yes.
a little bit about. Right. We'll be electing governor. Governor Beshear is up for re-election. Daniel Cameron won the Republican nomination.
So our current attorney general.
So yes, that race right. will be happening in November. But what's been brought to light again is the fact that our governor at a essentially an LGBT rally a couple of years ago was actually participated at that LGBT event and had his picture taken with a group of drag queens, and it has now been brought to attention that it was actually brought to attention at that year, but they
yes.
were drag queens that were a part of this
Sisters
for the Perpetual Indulgence
yes.
that had been in the public consciousness, unfortunately, because of the Dodgers
right.
fiasco.
Right.
And I bring that up because what's interesting is the governor will be interested to see how he responded a couple years ago when a Republican legislator kind of pointed out
challenged him
yeah. on participating. The picture, he's standing with gentlemen, one of which is wearing horns and so forth. We saw some of folks dressed this way actually this last session
right.
when they were protesting the bill to protect kids from gender transition. What the governor said was essentially I'll take a picture, you know, with anyone. I'm not going to pass judgment on anyone.
Right.
And I think that's something important that, again, Christians need to be thinking about in the context even of the election cycle and go, do we want to have elected leaders that have discerning judgment and have moral clarity to draw the line and say, I'm not going to allow the governor's office and my office to be
right.
participated with an organization that blatantly attacks Christianity yeah. and mocks Christianity in this way?
Well, and David, in a sense, and let me wrap this up, we're getting near the end to see if you agree. In a sense, the governor represents Kentucky.
Right.
As the political leader of governor,
right.
governmental leader of Kentucky, he represents him. I don't think, I may be wrong here, but I don't think he's ever shown up at a pro-life rally at the Capitol. I don't think he has. So it tells you what he did. That's his freedom.
Right.
That's his choice. And if Daniel Cameron choose to show up at either one of them, then they are stating something.
Right.
And if dollars have consequences for Target and Bud Light.
Right.
Then votes and elections have consequences as well,
yeah.
every bit as much. And we as Kentuckians need to remember that. Do we want a governor who is promoting and showing up for these kind of things and will not show up for life? That's who you're voting for. It's okay. He can choose that. But we need to know that as Kentuckians
right.
and do so. Is that a fair statement?
It's a fair statement. And it had implications in the bills that were vetoed and signed and so forth.
Overridden.
And you and I have talked a little bit about that. And we'll be sure to cover that in some more details as we move forward.
Boy, this is good stuff, and I pray we're handling it well, and love to hear from you. So you can contact David at KentuckyFamily.org, myself at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Join us next Monday as we continue with our One Another series. We'd love to have your feedback, engage with you, even if you disagree. We'd love to talk with you, and we appreciate that. And I know I speak for David on that as well. We'd love to engage with you on those things. Remember, you can give to either one of us, non-profits, tax-deductible, both of them, and they're greatly appreciated. You can find those things on the websites that we just mentioned. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day, and God bless in Christ. Stay tuned for Bill Reeser and Encounter coming right up. And at 12:45, my good friend Greg Horn and Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.